Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom. Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom, over. Roger, I want to let you know we're down here. You're reading you loud and clear, and you look real good from here on the ground.
Roger, everything's going smooth up here. We delay a little bit when we answer you because we're turning our transmitter, UHF transmitter, on at that time, and we get a little time to warm up.
Roger, we'll advise the rest of the sites.
Roger, we're down at a minimum power down configuration most of the time now, and whenever you call us, there's usually a little bit of a delay between our answer.
Roger, I understand. If you have anything else, we'll be down here waiting.
Roger, you might have to head and see if they could work up some settings for our Zeiss. For inside the spacecraft pictures, we have the 200-speed film. I've taken a few in here already, and I thought they might give us a suggested light meter setting for it.
Roger, we'll see what we can do for you.
Also, get a movie camera, 16mm setting for inside the spacecraft. We have the large bug eye, and we thought that we'd take some pictures with it inside, and we have a little film left over.
Roger. Gemini 4, go ahead.
Roger, you might relay that we saw the lights in Sydney. I don't know whether they turned them on or not, but if they did, they sure run up electrical bill. I saw them on the last orbit, went right over the town of Sydney, and they were really loud and clear.
Okay, people appreciate that.
Roger. They run up a big electrical bill, but it's a friendly thing, sure is.
Well, they figure you're worth it.
Okay.
Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom.
Go ahead, Carnarvon, Gemini 4.
Roger, read you loud and clear. How do you look up there?
Roger, everything is looking good. Did you want a no-go? Go or no-go report?
That's negative at this time.
Roger, it's all looking fine.
Okay, you look good, real good down here.
Roger, I'm in a power down all the way configuration. It looks like I'm pulling about 13 to 14 amps. Everything is down, the lights are down, and I'm observing stars right now. The command pilot is still asleep.
Roger, what'd you say about the lights?
I have the lights powered all the way down. Everything's off in spacecraft.
Roger, I understand. They don't have much of a change for you right now in the flight plan. They'll update you over the states.
That sounds fine. I guess they got the message to keep the Greenwich Mean Time on events updated.
Roger.
Right. I can't see down this time. She's oriented up towards the star.
Say again?
Say, I can't see down toward Australia this time. She's oriented up towards the stars. I've got your update.
All right. I gave you a TX.
Right.
You said the command pilot's asleep, and he doesn't happen to have that oil probe in his mouth, does he, for the temperature?
No, I'm afraid he's not that cooperative.
Okay, we're getting a reading down here.